Hello and welcome to another episode of Everyman Sports. My name is Chad. I'm the owner-operator of this podcast. With me this week is my dad as we talk about week six of the NFL.
Great.
Hey, Dad, how you doing?
Good.
Good, good. What you up to?
I'm watching this special on the front line about NFL, what they knew and when with concussions.
Oh, yeah. There's a new book that came out about the hiding of concussions and whatnot.
Yeah.
My whole thing about it is, nobody forced these guys to play football. It comes with the territory. It's unfortunate, but that's just a part of the game.
Really? So you would have been not in favor of boxing gloves. You would have just said, hey, bare fists are okay.
Yeah. I mean,
gladiator lifestyle. I'm liking it.
Well, think about, the majority of fights that happen. And I'm not talking about professional fights. I'm talking some guys are at out somewhere and have another beef with some other group of guys. They don't wear gloves.
Right.
I mean, even in the sport like MMA, they wear gloves, but they're minimal.
Yeah.
I mean, they're just, they're like winter gloves.
Well, boxing they don't have a union.
No. Which,
and there isn't a huge pot of money sitting there.
No, it's only a select few, group of fighters who can actually make the big time. It's a totally corrupt sport, anyway.
Right.
Yeah, that's interesting. I've heard a lot about stuff about the book and, I guess, the special now with the concussion stuff.
Yeah. Well, they're doing Mike Webster, so, from the Steelers.
Yeah, his story. The stories are sad. I'm not a heartless man. I can, his story is really sad. I mean, didn't he have dementia? He ended up, I think, throwing one of his Super Bowl rings into a lake somewhere, or selling it, or he did something with it.
Well, his son says he glued his teeth with crazy glue.
During his playing days or after?
Yes, after. He was just crazy.
Yeah. I mean, there's a running back. There was a story in Sports Illustrated a while ago about this running back for the Broncos back in the 70s. Mm-hmm. And he had started to take on a lot of dementia and Alzheimer's and all these other mental difficulties. And they say Junior Seau may have had stuff like that. One of the cornerbacks from the 85 Bears.
Right.
I forget who. But look, there are tons and tons of stories, but in the end, they were the ones who got out there. Sure, they may have been pressured by coaches and all these other factors, but at the same time,
right. They
should have known to an extent.
Yeah. Well, it's like coal miners. They get black lung disease. Now, should the boss be supplying, proper stuff for them, or is it just that's their choice to go down there?
That's a good question. Well, it can be debated until the cows come home. So.
Right.
But speaking about
meanwhile, back at the ranch.
Yeah, exactly. Did you catch any games this weekend?
I did catch some games this weekend. Yeah.
I can only imagine you saw some of the Giants.
Yeah, that's incredible.
Yeah.
That all of a sudden, everything could be lost.
0-5. I think they kept on talking about the late 70 Giants with Joe Pisarcik and all that horribleness that Giant fans don't want to think about.
Well, I heard that when Jacobs said that it was easy to start back with him because everything was familiar, which, means stale because he's been gone for a while.
I mean, we've talked about their skill level, their talent level is starting to diminish. So they need to figure something out to really, whether it's through the draft or actually go after free agents, they need to pump things up with their personnel. Yeah. So, but I didn't think that I had thought the Giants would win that game, but the Eagles came in. Chip Kelly was able to win his first rivalry game against the Giants.
So he's undefeated in the division.
Yeah. Have they played they beat the Redskins. Have they played the Cowboys?
No.
That game, whenever that game's coming up, that game would be really interesting to check.
Right.
Yeah, and then Vicko.
What about the Colts? Seattle.
Yeah, I had a thought that Seattle couldn't win twice in a row on the road, back to back, and it was a good game. I mean, the Colts are for real, and now that the Texans are really looking really bad, I think there's no doubt that the Colts can take that division and set themselves up nicely for even a bye in the playoffs. I know it's still kind of early to talk playoffs, but I mean,
what about Peyton Manning at Colts?
That's going to be big. you know, when that happens, because that's going to come up pretty soon.
Yeah, that should be fun.
That's going to be a big game. Well, I forget, is it going to be in Indy or in Denver?
In Indy.
Well, first of all, he's going to be, you know, he's going to be respected. There won't be any boo birds. There won't be any harassing Peyton. He's going to get the respect he deserves from his old hometown. So, you know, it's going to be a great game. I forget what week that is. But even if they, you know, that could possibly even be a playoff preview.
Nice.
Yeah, I mean, you think about that. Because at this point, it's Denver and pretty much everybody else, but one of the other ones are the Colts.
Now, what about the Patriots losing?
Oh, made me so happy. And to know that Brady lost his consecutive touchdown streak.
I
want the Patriots to lose at all cost. But I wasn't quite sure that the Bengals would be able to do it. And they did.
And the Jets were the only one that won in their division.
Yes. Which I'm very happy to see that my
that
Jets
exciting.
It was an exciting game and they're real. Yeah, they look real. I was a little perturbed at first with the play calling on the offense. I mean, they were trying so many things. They did the wildcat, they did the pistol, they had three back, they had all these different formations. I think they had two delay game penalties because they couldn't get their guys out fast enough. You know, I was nervous because they did a lot of that stuff throughout the game, but especially in the first quarter, they were doing that, and I was livid. You know, I was worried that it would just gone on like that the entire game. Thankfully, it didn't, and they were able to pull it out, but...
Right.
You know, the Falcons, I'm really surprised at this team this year, the Falcons. I thought they'd be I thought they'd be better than this.
Well, yeah, every facet of their game is worse.
Yeah. They were starting two or three rookie linebackers.
It's hard to stay on top, though. And they were, you know, real close to making a Super Bowl.
Yeah. All they needed to do was have Tony Gonzalez hold on to the ball, and they would have gone to the Super Bowl last year.
And there you go.
Yeah, I'd heard something that they got a lot of breaks last season. They had a lot of close games that they won or came back from. You don't get those breaks every year. So, and these breaks for them this year have not been going their way. And the Saints have come back to reclaim that division anyway.
It's always somebody totally new every year.
Yeah, like you said, a new playoff team every year.
Yeah.
Somebody new makes the playoffs. Yeah.
In that division, yeah.
And it looks like it's going to be that way. So which games are you looking forward to this week?
Well, the Redskins are back on track.
Yeah, and they're playing. They're in Dallas for the Sunday night game.
Oh, yeah, well, that's a classic.
Yeah, even on their bad years, that's still a game you want to tune in for.
Big divisional rivalry.
Oh, absolutely. Well, you figure anybody in the NFC East is always a big divisional rivalry.
Sure. Well, and it's exciting because you don't need to be good in that division this year to make some noise.
No. I mean, look, Romo throws for over 500 yards, and they still lose.
Right.
No.
Now, how bad are the Jaguars?
They're bad.
They're getting how many points in Denver?
Right now, 27? It's at 26.5.
Unheard of.
That's ridiculous. That is way too high, but it's deserved. The Jags just, they can't get it done. You know, you'd think that, you would have thought that last week against the Rams, they would have maybe been able to pull it out. And they had some chances, but they just couldn't follow through.
Right.
And that was a you know, an almost win for them, you know, looking at the schedule. That's when they could have won. This is a loss. The only question is, how big of a loss will it be?
Right. What about the Jets having to go to, was it Chicago?
No, the Jets are going out to... The Jets host Pittsburgh. The Giants go to Chicago.
Oh, yes, Pittsburgh, because they last played in Europe.
Oh, Pittsburgh, yeah. They played the...
Jags.
Yeah, the game. No, the Vikings.
The Vikings.
Yeah, in England.
So one's on a very long break, and the other one's on a very short week.
That's true. Yeah, I haven't looked at it that way. And, yeah, I would think that, you know, knowing Pittsburgh, that something like a bye would help them reset.
Well, they've been a real nemesis.
Oh, big time. There was the playoff game where, who was the kicker? I want to say Mike Nugent. He missed two field goals, and they lost in overtime. There was the AFC Championship game 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Oh, that game was the toughest game as a Jet fan I've ever had to experience. There was 98 against Denver, but Jets would not have been able to beat them in Denver. There was the game against the Colts in 09, the championship game, which I was just happy they were there. But to go on the second year in a row at Pittsburgh, that was when we had to win. And
couldn't get it done.
No, they couldn't get it done. That was the toughest Jet game for me ever.
Sure.
And it makes it even tougher looking at the last two seasons. And well, hopefully this season, hopefully against them this year, there can be some sort of payback or at least a stepping stone.
Well, Pittsburgh's owed a lot of paybacks from a lot of people.
That's very true.
They have been the bully in the last, 40 years.
Yeah. Oh, for real. Absolutely. No, not many teams have a casual rivalry with the Steelers.
Right.
Especially in that AFC North.
Now, what do you make of Josh Freeman going to Minnesota?
Ponder's obviously not the answer now. He was a game manager, but game manager.
What about Castle?
You know, there are some of these quarterbacks, like Matt Flynn just got released, and right. Matt Castle, you know, he's on his third team now. These backup quarterbacks who have one good game or even one good season. Matt Castle had an entire year in New England.
Right.
And Brady went down. But there's almost this question, is it the player or is it the system? And it seems like with somebody like Castle, it was the system in New England. You know, I'd like to see him succeed. I think he could do pretty well there. He's obviously has some skill, but, I don't understand why they don't try him a little bit more. Obviously, there's something they like about Freeman. I wouldn't even be surprised if it's one of those PR moves. Because, you know, I was telling you about how the owner of the Vikings is kind of in Dutch with these lawsuits and, you know, the possibility he might even lose his rights as an owner or something like that. So I would almost think in a small way they may have signed him because Freeman, he got the shaft by Tampa Bay. They released his, like, drug information and really kind of embarrassed him. So I would almost think in a small way they're kind of taking him on as...
I think they're getting him cheap.
Well, they're getting him cheap for absolutely, that's true.
So this owner likes to be thrifty, we can tell.
Well, there's a reason they're still playing in the Metrodome.
Right.
The Twins left there a couple years ago. They knew that building's had its run.
It's a shame to have a great running back like that and not be able to produce anything with it. It's really sad.
It is. And that's a good defense, too. There's not a lot of good defenses left, but that's... It's pretty good defense, you know. All they need is a better quarterback, and they should be able to go pretty far. Because you know, as good as Detroit and Chicago are looking this year, it's still a weaker division.
What about Green Bay? They look like they might be coming back.
They might be. They do always seem to hang around, but I don't know. There's almost something missing with them this year.
Right.
Maybe they'll find it later on in the season. But right now, you're looking and you're not really seeing much.
San Francisco's rebounding.
I think so. The question is, did they beat up a bad Texan team, or did they beat up a pretty good Texan team? And I think that'll figure itself out.
And who do they have this week, Texas?
They're hosting Arizona, the Cardinals. I think they could do well. So, do you have any good bets this week?
Well, any good ones? that's a great question. It's a tough league.
It is.
It's hard to spot a lot of points.
No.
A lot of these games come down to less than a touchdown.
I mean, I'm just looking around. There's three games of giving 10 plus.
Take the points.
Yeah. I mean, Seattle's giving 13.5 at home against Tennessee.
Well, Tennessee without Locker.
Yeah.
That's a big difference.
It is. But, I mean, it's still in Seattle, and nobody does well in Seattle except Seattle.
True. I'm sure right about that.
Yeah, I know San Francisco is giving up 11 at home against Arizona. Of course, Denver with 26.5 to Jacksonville. I mean, just ridiculous ones. So,
and what about the Saints? Who's on the bye?
Who's on the bye this week? Miami's on the bye.
Yeah, well, I'm liking the Jets with 3.
That could be good, hosting Pittsburgh.
And the Saints at Patriots, getting 2.5.
That's going to be a very interesting game. Yeah,
what about the Colts pick them over the Chargers Monday night?
That's silly to be a pick them. I guess San Diego's a home dog. I have them at 1.5.
Right.
So
yes.
I think San Diego won't be able to stop the Colts. I mean, that's going to be the Colts. Colts are going out to California for the second time in 3 weeks, so that would be
the Eagles can beat the Bucks.
That's a good question, because they're coming off the bye. It's at Tampa. I don't know. That one's tough, because Philly may have been buoyed by this win against the Giants. You get to see Nick Foles.
Now, what about the Raiders getting 9.5? I mean, the Chiefs, yeah, but it's still divisional.
They're bad. Oakland's bad. And it's in... And
they
it's
just
in,
beat San Diego.
They did, at, 3 in the morning our time.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, nah. At Kansas City, that's a tough place to win. It's hard not to say Cleveland, or it's hard not to say Chiefs in that one. At least
yeah,
by
but
like
not 9.5.
Well, you could see it being a 2-score game, like maybe 10 points, 14 points
right.
difference. It's very likely. A lot of these games come close, but ones that aren't close, for the most part, you can see from a mile away. Good team versus right. bad team. Those don't work out.
Okay, so the picks are the Jets, the Colts, and I'm going to take the Raiders with 9.5.
Okay. I'd even throw in the Saints on that one, too.
Oh, the Saints. But that would be their second road game. They just won in Chicago.
Yeah, I don't know. Good point. Yeah, probably best to stay off them for a little while.
Yeah, but I'm going to watch it out. Well, I can't wait to see it if it's televised.
It should be, because there's 4 4 o'clock games, and that's the best out of all of them.
That'd be nice.
Yeah, it'd be very, very good.
Yeah, see some good QB action.
Absolutely.
So what about the baseball playoffs? That's been exciting.
That's been very exciting. I know Detroit just beat Oakland to force a game 5 in Oakland. It's on Thursday. The right. Dodgers are going to the NLCS, which I knew they would.
Yeah, that was a risky move, right? Throwing the ace out there?
3 days rest, but they were going up against Freddy Garcia. I mean, he's over 40.
Yeah,
he's got a 4 ERA. He pitched well, but...
So there's no controversy because the Dodgers won.
Right, exactly. So in the end, it's it's a moot point.
Right.
And
but it was gutsy. It was a gutsy call. And just figure how people were asking for his job early in the year.
Absolutely.
Well, he turned it around tremendously.
Kershaw would be ready for game 2 in the NLCS, which if it does go the full distance, he'd then come back in game 6.
Now, the Red Sox can be stopped at some lineup.
No, it's very difficult. I don't see them, right now they're hosting the Rays, they're playing the Rays, but I don't think that the Rays will come back and force a game 5. I think that...
They've got good pitching, though.
Oh, they have very good pitching, and they had a great win to force the game 4, but no.
It's not enough.
No, I think Boston will be able to move on quite easily and play either Oakland or Detroit.
Nice.
And then Wednesday is... Cardinals hosting the Pirates. I'd love the Pirates to win, but it's going to be very hard in St. Louis against Wainwright.
Every year St. Louis is good.
Always, always, always.
Can't count them out.
No. I mean, if I was a Cardinal fan, I'd feel really good about that. Always have a chance, but I'm not. So
you're not a Braves fan either.
No. To heck with them. I'm upset they won one game. They won game 2 in Atlanta. I wanted them to be swept, but
didn't happen.
No. I'll take a quick exit.
So who's going to be in the World Series?
Hopefully Dodgers-Red Sox.
That would be nice. East Coast, West Coast.
East Coast, West Coast. They've never played each other. Just think about their national fan base.
Best on paper.
Yeah, the best on paper as well. But, you could even think about it this way. There are still Dodger fans in New York of the Brooklyn Dodgers. And
do they know who they are?
Yeah.
It'd be like 94.
They might be, but if there's one thing that New York hates, it's Boston. So you not only you have a New York connection there.
Oh, Yankee fans will root against Boston.
Root against Boston, and to root against Boston, they have to root for the Dodgers, which in a lot of circles would be unheard of. But and they're just two classic teams. Dodgers, Red Sox.
Sure.
The worst matchup would be Cardinals, Rays.
No, Cardinals have a draw. Oh, yeah, the Rays.
You want these classic teams. Even Pirates, Red Sox would be good.
Sure.
Tigers, Dodgers, A's, Dodgers,
Tigers.
A's, Dodgers, I've seen that. A's, Pirates would be interesting. But
that's all West Coast.
Exactly, but you wouldn't have a draw there. Boston versus L.A. Celtics, Lakers, right there.
There you go.
Yeah, just add something else to it. Boston,
Sweet.
LA, Dodgers, Red Sox.
Well, get used to LA.
Yeah, exactly.
They're going to be around for a while.
Yeah, I think so. And they'll do pretty well. The new ownership and their commitment to win.
Okay, bud.
All right. And the league championships have been set. The Dodgers will face the Cardinals. I was a little disappointed to see the Pirates didn't win. But not only that, they were behind from the beginning. It wasn't even close. Adam Wainwright throwing a complete game. So right now the Dodgers are set up with Grinke and then Kershaw. So game 5 and game 6, they'll have them if needed. And it's going to be a good series. I want the Dodgers to win. But the Cardinals need to win game 1, because if they don't, then they have Kershaw and then they go on the road to L.A. And then in the American League, Detroit, which that was a great game. Game 5 between the A's and the Tigers. Justin Verlander is just, he's incredible. He's got like close to 30 consecutive scoreless innings against the Athletics in postseason play. That's amazing. And this is a guy who this year people were wondering, what's wrong with him? Why isn't he pitching as well as he usually does? In the end, it doesn't really matter. Once October comes, that's where it's all. That's where the important part comes. You know, Mark Lemke, during the early 90s with the Braves, he was he hit under the Mendoza line, under 200 almost the entire season. But once the playoffs came around, he was amazing. He hit almost 400, especially in 1991. Postseason play, you have a couple of games. It's not what you do over 162. It's what you do over, hopefully 16 games or even less than that. Whoever's hot gets it. But I don't think the Tigers will beat the Red Sox, so it looks good for Dodgers, Red Sox for the World Series. That'd be nice. But even if they don't, there'll still be some good matchups. Although anything with the Cardinals, we've seen that before. Cardinals, Red Sox, that's 04. Cardinals, Tigers, that's 06. That's a bunch of retreads. What you want is you want the Dodgers, because the Dodgers have never faced the Tigers in the World Series, and they've never faced the Boston Red Sox in the World Series. You want something new. And the Dodgers, all four teams have big fan bases. And they're all very good teams. The only thing about the Cardinals is they're a lot of small names. The Red Sox have big names. David Ortiz, Dustin Pedroia. The Dodgers have a whole host of big names. Adrian Gonzalez, Clayton Kershaw, even their manager, Don Mattingly. A lot of big names. The Tigers, Justin Verlander, Prince Fielder, Miguel Cabrera. The Cardinals, just like what they are as an organization, a lot of good players who don't always have to be the best players in baseball. But if you're watching, if you're somebody in Nebraska or if you're somebody in a rural part of America and you want to check out a really good matchup on paper at least, Dodgers versus Tigers or Dodgers versus Red Sox, and that's what you want. This week for my fantasy team, I did a lot of moving and shaking. I finally gave up on Monte Ball. I couldn't keep him around and not getting any touches. So I picked up Ronnie Hillman. I switched out Matt Bryant, the kicker, for Garrett Hartley with the Saints. We'll get a lot more opportunities to kick. And Mike Wallace is on the bench, so I had to pick up a couple wide receivers. Really scraping the bottom of the barrel trying to find. I picked up Kendall Wright, a wide receiver for Tennessee, and Mike Williams, who I'm going to start this week for the Buccaneers against the weak Philadelphia secondary. He's questionable with a hamstring, but they just had a bye week. I think he'll play. He'll be good. The rest of my roster, Aaron Rodgers, A.J. Green, Deshaun Jackson, Eddie Lacy. I'm going back to Ben Jarvis, Green Ellis, Ronnie Hillman, while I picked up another Broncos running back. It's running back by committee, so whoever's got the hot hand. But I think Ben Jarvis Green Ellis might do well this week at Buffalo. Just an idea. Vernon Davis, and I'm going to start the San Francisco defense over Arizona. I could go with Minnesota over against Carolina, but going with San Francisco. So thank you for listening. You can like us on Facebook at Everyman Sports. You can find us in iTunes if you search Everyman Sports under podcasts. You can go to our website, everymansports.podbean.com. You can also email me at everymansports@gmail.com. One word, everymansports@gmail.com. Thank you very much. Share with your friends, and until next time. Bye.